A local dance artist is helping to identify whether a child has an eye condition or not. Oksana Tominska is working with Vista in nurseries using creativity and movement to help the Leicestershire charity with a special project. And from Vista, we have Steve Payne, who's operations director, as well as Oksana. Afternoon, both.
Hello.
Afternoon, Jimmy.
How does dance help identify whether a child has an eye condition?
It helps to engage the child in an activity which might stimulate their movement, and by watching how they move and where they're looking and whether they're engaging with the activity. So, for example, you might take a feather and blow it up in the air, and are they following it? Are they watching the way that it falls down? Are they able to catch it? Gives you an identity of like whether they can actually see it properly, whether they're engaging with it and able to actually see it clearly.
And how quickly from getting kids to do that can you spot that they've got something up?
I think it's the how quickly, I don't really know, but I think it's how quickly can I tell?
I think from a movement and a tracking point of view, you can almost instantaneously spot a child having that problem. If they can't track with their eyes, you can see their eye movement. If there's going to be a problem, it's an early stage. So really quite quick.
Now, I can't remember when I was a kid what age I was when I first had my eyes tested. I started wearing glasses sort of late teens, I think it was. But I don't remember going to the opticians. Is that a big problem?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a massive problem in Leicestershire and Rutland, and we don't have a screening programme for schools. Vista provide a screening programme in primary schools using our puppet Vern, which we've talked about at a different time with yourselves. This project takes that a step further back. Most children would be screened in school with, in the olden days, was the school nurse used to come in and look for nits and things like that, and they would screen your eyes as well. That doesn't happen now in Leicestershire and Rutland. Massive gap, massive problem. So as a local charity, we look to see how we could bridge that.
So we're getting the earliest practitioners to be more vigilant and actually take on that role. And quite a lot of earlier settings have really embraced the training and the opportunity to be able to take that, because the pack not only sort of helps us to scan for that, but it also helps to stimulate a healthy lifestyle, which actually helps. It develops the sort of the eyes of the children as well.
So what is it then, Steve and Oksana, about what used to traditionally be done and what Oksana's doing now with creativity and dance that is changing things?
I think for my part, what the PAC does is helps to socialise and mobilise, as well as checking for those problems that a child at a very, very young age might have with their sight. These things are not ordinarily picked up with parents, and that's, you know, looking at how children interact at school and how their mobility is really, really plays a part.
You can understand why that is, though. You know, as a parent, you've had your child and you're not trained to spot these things necessarily. And actually, I wonder why we aren't taking kids to have their eyes checked, and so why this is then important.
I think it's an important part of their general child healthcare. So we take our children to the dentist. We're kind of told to do that. And there are massive projects about sort of cleaning children's teeth in earlier settings and everything like that. So it's another one of those things of just making it a regular thing that every year you take your child to get their eyes tested. So when I was pregnant, my optician said, when you have your baby, bring him in. And I said, at what age? So I took him in when he was about one. And using eye drops and everything else, the optician was actually able to start seeing his eyes. And he went to see the optician all the time. He's actually 23 now, but hasn't been to see the optician for a couple of years. So it's like, get in there and get your eyes tested. But I think it's one of those regular things. And the fact that actually eye tests are free on the NHS. And one of the other things that we've realised and we've discovered through doing this project is that sometimes behavioural issues might be due to an eye issue. So a child who can't see clearly might use their hands in a much more...
You mean it might manifest in other
absolutely.
Forms
absolutely.
Of behaviour?
Yeah. Yeah.
That
yeah.
is interesting though, isn't
yeah,
it?
Absolutely.
Because there are so many things to consider when all of a sudden you spot your child behaving differently, and there are so many different things that it might be, but I had no idea eyesight could be one of them.
Yep. There'll be a frustration. So they might be grabbing hold of people by the faces, might be using inappropriate sort of gestures and movements, but it's because they can't actually see. But the other thing is the child will not be able to tell you, I can't see, because that is normality for them. And until they have their eyes screened but tested by an optician and actually get the right prescription. So just long-sightedness might be a real issue for a child at the age of 1.5 that they can't see close up, and so they're getting frustrated with the world. So it's really important that as soon as you can, to kind of go and get an optician that will actually be able to screen and test your children's eyes.
How did you get involved with this, Oksana, bearing in mind your background is dance?
So I've worked around Leicester and the Midlands for over the last 25 years, and I've worked a lot in Leicester as well, particularly in Sure Start centres and children's centres and early year settings. And a colleague of mine who was actually Palmjit, who did the project with Vista, the Verne project, we were having a discussion and she said, would you be interested in evolving this project? We have this idea for screening. What do you think? And I kind of got quite passionate because I said, well, if it's about eyes, it's also about the whole body, because it's about how the whole child develops, and the body development has to happen first before they can sit down and read and write and all those kind of things. And obviously the eyes are part of that whole thing. So I kind of got really sucked into it. And
it's because you're making a difference, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And you're helping people.
It's that kind of creating a healthy body and giving the child the best start in life. And also if their eyes are tested and they've got the best start in life, like you were saying today earlier about, if their eyes are, you know, we can sort them out, then they'll get the best way of going.
What surprised you the most about what you do?
What surprised me the most? I think it's the enthusiasm of the early years practitioners. So when I go in with my bag of tricks and just get them moving. So sometimes it's 6 o'clock in the evening. They're really tired because they've been there from 8 o'clock. They've been dealing with babies up to 4-year-old tantrum kids, and you know, they're all sort of,
and that is
there.
Exhausting, isn't it?
It is exhausting.
Absolutely.
And I've often gone in and there's been a sort of a bit of a, you can kind of tell there's a bit of a, oh, do we have to do this? But then I get them up, we get them dancing, we put the music on, we pull out the resources, I get them playing, I get them doing the activities, observing each other and playing with them, and that somehow rejuvenates them. And there was one night where this woman who'd said, I'm so tired, when we walked in, just squealed with delight and said, yes, I feel great, I can't wait for tomorrow. So I was kind of quite excited by their response.
I could tell how excited she is, Steve, because she's using a lot of arm
her
movement
energy.
And
yep.
A lot of energy. Where do you get your energy from? Because
I don't know.
At the end of the day, to go through to your early years practitioners and to get them energetic, you have to have that within you, don't you?
Yeah.
So you have to be able to go into that room and inspire people and drive people forward. So
yeah.
Where do you find your energy?
It just is. And I think it's just the delight of the things that we do. And I know it works, which sounds a bit arrogant, but actually I just do.
No, but that's what you
do. It's who I am. It's who I am, and that's it.
Which is why this works for you at Vista, doesn't it? You connect the two. And actually, I'm just wondering, what other things could we use you for in life, if we were to buddy you up with, that would help get a message across?
I think that enthusiasm that Oksana brings to it is amazing. I think when you've identified a problem, and we identified a problem here, children this young were not getting their eyes looked at. People were not able to track them. When you're a parent, you're not given a prescription to tell you how to look after your child for life.
Can you just quantify a difference for us, though, since you've been doing this in the project? So it was 2 years, 1 year in the making, and then one since you came on this
like
afternoon show with AD to talk about it when you first set up. Just quantify in terms of how many people, you know, you've trained, maybe kids that you've helped.
Yeah, this has been an amazing project. So we've given out 66 packs. So 66 packs have gone to early years settings. We've done 31 training sessions across early years settings. These have been across the city and the county. 279 early years practitioners have been trained with this. So that's 279 more people today who are more aware of sight loss and how to look for sight loss problems than they were when we started this, which is amazing. And circa those locations where we've delivered this, because the nurseries and early year settings have quantified how many children go there, we've seen around 2,000 children interacting with this project. Now, that's not saying 2,000 children have been screened, but they've interacted with the project, which gives us that opportunity through the enthusiasm, through the project, through what the practitioners have learned, to identify something early.
Do you think there's still a bit of a stigma about being a child and wearing glasses? Because that used to be the case, didn't it? We've had a text here from Janet Netherall, who's 77. She says, but when she was 5 or 6, she was checked for her eyes at school and has worn glasses ever since.
I would have agreed with that until I saw the primary school screening project with Venn. What we saw there was the children that were actually in the class wearing glasses, thinking it was really cool to do so. And because we were teaching the children about sight loss and about how you can wear glasses to make your sight better, it was really cool to talk to the person that had got glasses on. And I saw that actually visibly with my own eyes, which was a great thing to see.
So a year of the project, what happens next? Does it stop? Does it carry on? Where do you see this?
We are really fortunate that we've just received some extra funding. We are doing a project in Market Harborough over the next couple of months. So we got some extra money to do that, to deliver 33 packs around the Market Harborough area. And we've still got a few extra ones to go out. And then we have got a massive funding.
Really lucky with the Sylvia Adams Charitable Trust, a fantastic donation from that charitable trust that will enable Oksana and the team to take this project for another 2 years, some £55,000 worth of funding, which is an absolutely amazing investment. And we can't thank that trust enough, which allows us to take this forward.
Thank you both for coming in. It's lovely to meet you, and good luck with the rest of the project.
Thanks
very much, Jimmy. Thank
Cheers.
You.